Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The sixth day of creation, the sixth revelatory message to the Church of Brotherly Love in Philadelphia, and the sixth beatitude are keystone messages in Scripture. They each point to divine love as the means, the method, the high goal, and the final understanding. Christ is the man that is made in God's image, and Jesus' sinless career unveils the nature and purity of Christ for all to see and understand. What greater love could Jesus give than to illustrate how to attain a pure heart? Jesus said, "I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." We too must be lifted up to behold the Comforter with eyes open to what was once a mystery, the science of love. Take the little open book and let it be graven upon consciousness. Speak to all mankind with the voice of an angel. Comfort the grieving. Heal those under the spell of sickness. Cleanse contagion. Raise those who are dead in sin to spiritual life. And melt away wicked resistance to the truth. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Be it known that love is the liberator, the creator, and the revelation of the Son of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. War will persist on the human scene until inner peace is earned and won. We have been graciously provided with all the tools necessary: hope, belief, faith, conscience, intuition, the examples of Jesus and the prophets, the little open book, and plenty of opportunities to love our enemies. The divine method of peacemaking must confirm that the Son of Man has no enemies, for we are all the children of light. The woman clothed with the sun in Revelation 12 embodies the genuine peacemaker. Her enlightened consciousness is ordained to bring forth the man of peace, God's man, forever at one with his Creator. We are either bringing forth this man-child caught up unto God, or we are not hungering and thirsting after righteousness. The children of God break the tradition of compliance to the law of opposites. They witness the proof that Jesus long foretold: God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. For the children of God, war is forgotten. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. No one will be persecuted for righteousness' sake while he is complicit with evil. To love God supremely is to sever all relationships that entertain error, sense, and self, and to lean upon mind alone to explain itself. When this moment arrives, hatred of good will attempt to overshadow our emphatic decision to live divine life. Jesus called this persecution for righteousness' sake, but it is also the mark of having arrived at the open door that no man can shut. It indicates the imminent departure of man from the beast, where we have aligned ourselves with all the power of the universe, and hatred cannot stop our ascension. Isaiah prophesied the pattern that Jesus fulfilled. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Christ reassures us that because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Go, stand upon the mount, receive the word, and confirm the beatific presence with your radiant virtue and indefatigable healing practice. Christ has come to where you are, has taken you by the hand, and has lifted you up. Rejoice and be exceeding glad.